Sermon for the 17th Sunday. We know that by turning everything to their good, God cooperates with all those who love him, with all those he has called according to his purpose. So St. Paul writes in today's reading from his letter to the church in Rome. If we are honest, there are times when we find that very difficult to believe. In times of suffering, grief, failure, and rejection, it's hard to take the long view. We know that by turning everything to their good, God cooperates with all those who love him. One of the unexpected joys of having your stuff online is that you get contacted by people from all over the world whom you will probably never meet in this life. The upshot is a lot of really good exchanges on scripture and the faith. One of my wonderful correspondents recently wrote in passing about the great tapestry of this life and the very occasional fleeting vision we sometimes get of the pattern that God is weaving behind the scene. Looking back, of course, you can see the pattern more clearly than when the needle first went in. Seeing how God has used everything to our good as we have tried to love and serve him is truly humbling. And this is particularly true of the apparently dark moments. How brightly the gold of joy shines against the purple of suffering. The black of despair intensifies the red of our passion and the white of our purification. How could Saint Stephen have known that as he was dragged to execution, his death would be a trigger for the conversion of Saint Paul? How could Joseph in the Old Testament have known that as his brothers flung him into the pit, plotted his death and sold him into slavery, that he would be used years later in Egypt for the immediate salvation of his people? How could Our Lady or St. John or the Magdalene have known as they wept at the foot of the cross of Jesus that this terrible apparent defeat would be the means of God's victory over sin and death and the eternal salvation of the world? Perhaps a good spiritual exercise for this week would be to look back over the visible warp and weft that God has already woven in our lives. In the meantime, our task is simply to be faithful, to offer everything for his glory. And, when we finally arrive in the eternal presence, enjoy the vision of that beautiful tapestry of salvation history and the little part that was woven by God with the fragile and now unexpectedly radiant threads of our life. Amen.